like that," said Granny. "Stubborn as mules. Tell them they mustn't do something, and they won't stop till they've tried it."
"I actually heard her very last words," said Gammer.
"What did she say?" said Granny.
"As I recall, oh, bugger," said Gammer. "It's the way she would have wanted to go," said Nanny Og. The other witches nodded. "You know, we could be looking at the end of witchcraft in these parts," said Gammer Brevis.
They stared at the fire again.
"I don't expect anybody's brought any marshmallows," said Nanny Og, hopefully.
Granny Weatherwax looked at her sister witches. Gammer Brevis she couldn't stand. The old woman taught school on the other side of the mountain, and had a nasty habit of being reasonable when provoked. And old Mother Dismas was possibly the most useless sibyl in the history of oracular revelation. And Granny really couldn't be having at all with Nanny Og, who was her best friend.
"What about young Magrat?" said old Mother Dismas innocently. "Her patch runs right alongside Desiderata's. Maybe she could take on a bit extra?"
Granny Weatherwax and Nanny Og exchanged glances.
"She's gone funny in the head," said Granny.
"Now, come on, Esme," said Nanny Og.
"Well, I call it funny," said Granny. "You can't tell me that saying all that stuff about relatives isn't going funny in the head."
"She didn't say that," said Nanny. "She said she wanted to relate to herself."
"That's what I said," said Granny Weatherwax. "I told her, Simplicity Garlic was your mother, Araminta Garlic was your granny, Yolanda Garlic is your aunt, and you're me."
She sat back with the satisfied look of someone who has solved everything anyone could ever want to know about a personal identity crisis.
"She wouldn't listen," she added.
Gamma Brevis wrinkled her forehead.
"Magrat," she said.
She tried to get a mental picture of the Ramtop's youngest witch and recalled, well, not a face, just a slightly watery-eyed expression of hopeless goodwill wedged between a body like a maypole and hair like a haystack after a gale. A relentless doer of good works. A warrior. The kind of person who rescued small lost baby birds and cried when they died, which is the function kind old Mother Nature usually reserves for small lost baby birds.
"Doesn't sound like her," she said.
"And she said she wanted to be more self-assertive," said Granny.
"Nothing wrong with being self-assertive," said Nanny. "Self-asserting's what witching is all about."
"I never said there was anything wrong with it," said Granny. "I told her there was nothing wrong with it. You can be as self-assertive as you like," I said, "just so long as you do what you're told."
"Rub this on, and it'll clear up in a week or two," said old Mother Dismas.
The other three witches watched her, expectantly, in case there was going to be anything else. It became clear that there wasn't.
"And she's running... what's she running, Githa?" said Granny.
"Self-defence classes," said Nanny.
"But she's a witch,"
Gamma Brevis pointed out.
"I told her that," said Granny Weatherwax, who had walked nightly without fear in the bandit-haunted forests of the mountains all her life,
in the certain knowledge that the darkness held nothing more terrible than she was.
"She said that wasn't the point. Wasn't the point, that's what she said."
"No one goes to them anyway," said Nanny Og.
"I thought she was going to get married to the king," said Gamma Brevis.
"Everyone did," said Nanny. "But you know Magrat, she tends to be open to ideas. Now she says she refuses to be a sex object."
They all thought about this. Finally, Gamma Brevis said slowly, in the manner of one surfacing from the depths of fascinated cogitation,
"But she's never been a sex object."
"I'm pleased to say I don't even know what a sex object is," said Granny Weatherwax firmly.
"I do," said Nanny Og.
They all looked at her.
"Our Shane brought one home from foreign parts once."
They carried on looking at her.
"It was brown and fat and had beads on and a face and two holes for the string."
This didn't seem to avert their gaze.
"Well, that's what he said it was," said Nanny.
"I think you're talking about a fertility idol," said Gamma Brevis,